Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
In order to demonstrate the folly of even the wisest of men, the Lord gave to David a son who would succeed him, and who would be the one privileged to build the temple of God in Israel. And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. For he was wiser than all men. Yet Solomon went the way of all flesh and despised the way of God, even turning a deaf ear to one of his own proverbs. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The Lord told the kings of Israel not to multiply horses, yet we read that Solomon had 40,000 horses. He told them that they should not multiply wives, yet that's exactly what Solomon did, as we read that he had 1,000 wives and concubines, even taking Pharaoh's daughter to be his wife. He also amassed a fortune in silver and gold in direct disobedience to that which the Lord had prescribed. In fact, he had so much gold that it made silver to be of little worth. Now we are sure that in and of themselves, the Lord did not regard horses or their possession as being evil, even as he did not utterly condemn the practice of polygamy, nor does he regard gold as being a wicked treasure. The prohibition of these things is given to these kings because the Lord would have men to recognize the wickedness of their hearts, as it is bound in the heart of a man to abuse those things which God has given for the benefit of men. Paul said, "All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any." Solomon is the poster child for excess, being that which leads to destruction and sorrow. To illustrate the impossibility of men to enter the kingdom of God by their own way, the Lord used the folly of the wisest man on earth to illustrate man's innate corruption. Christ is all. Do you desire his righteousness, or are you content with your own?
Email questions or comments to forthepoor@windstream.net.